Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the obligation to command one's family, one's children, and those in one's care to obey Allah Ta'ala, and to prohibit them from disobeying Allah Ta'ala, and training them and forbidding them from indulging in anything that is prohibited. Yesterday we did a hadith wherein Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had his grandson with him, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he had taken a date and had put it in his mouth. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take it out. Don't you know that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not eat charity? So what we learn when it comes to the tarbiyat and the training of the children, that from a young age we start with their training. What is right, they've been told that this is right, and what is wrong, they must be told that this is wrong. So from a young age, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in their life. From the young age, a dislike for those things that are not permissible come in their life. And from a young age, they're being trained and they're being molded to think in the way that a Muslim should be thinking. Unfortunately, it's our culture today. Allah Ta'ala save us, forgive us. If the child is young, then we want to dress them up like the S, like the East and the West. And we want to make them do and allow them to do those things that generally we ourselves know that is not right, because we say, no, they're still small, they're still young, let them enjoy themselves. But here, practically from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time a person is young, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him. So today's hadith also, we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever opportunity he had to teach the youngsters, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would impart deeni knowledge. And Abi Hafsin, Umar ibn Abi Salamah, Abdullah ibn Abdul Asadi, Rabi bi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qal, kuntu ghulaman fi hijri Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa kanat yadi tatishu fi safhati. فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غلام سمي الله تعالى وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك فمعده متفق عليه. أبو حفص عمر بن أبي سلمة عبد الله بن عبد الأسد رضي الله عنه, he was the foster son of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the son of أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, the wife of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم from a previous marriage. So he wasn't the real son of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was a foster son. In other words, he was a son from the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the interaction he's having with this child who's not even his real child, to show us what love and affection that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So he said that this person is saying, I was a young boy under the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I used to eat, my hand used to move around the plate. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Ya Ghulam, what a beautiful way of addressing, oh young boy, that sammi Allah ta'ala, that start eating by taking the name of Allah ta'ala. So already Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is training this child how to eat. That, and this is a lesson for us, that before we put anything in our mouth, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sammi Allah ta'ala, wa kul biyaminik, eat with your right hand. So automatically the adab already being ingrained in this young child's mind, that this is how I should be eating. The first thing I should do is I need to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to eat with my right hand. And he himself is saying that my hand was going around the plate. The ulama explained that when there is different varieties that are placed there, then for a person to put his hand around and take from the front, take from the back, take from the, because there's different varieties, then there's no harm. Or the person that you're sitting and eating with, he doesn't mind that you're putting your hand in different places, then it's a different issue. But ideally a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, kul mimma yalik, eat from that portion which is closest to you. This is the etiquette of eating. Don't eat from the furthest part away. That portion that is closest to you, eat from that portion and then start moving away. So this is the adab and eating, etiquette of eating. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him this, that eat with your right hand, eat what is in front of you. So this young boy, he mentions, consequently, this remained my manner of eating thereafter. Many years after that, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just told me one time, automatically that love and that muhabbat for Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so intense that he didn't have to give me bayan upon bayan. Just telling me that this is how you should be eating, it became my eating habit thereafter. So it shows that teaching the children is something that is very effective. Obviously, this had the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our actions also have a great impact. Therefore, ulama explained that what has a greater effect on children is what they see, even more than what they hear. So if they see the parents, they're eating in the sunnah tariqah, they bring in the sunnah alive in their lives, then automatically this will come in the children's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of instilling correct etiquette in our children, bring correct adab and akhlaq in the children. Unfortunately, today sometimes it just happens that the child is just given the cell phone, they take it and use it and play with it, or go and kill some time watching some cartoons or watching something on the television. But look at the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the young. That what is right, he shows them. What is wrong, he shows them. He teaches them his morals, teaches them akhlaq, and they themselves say that this stayed with us right thereafter. So this shows us that these are the things that we should be actually instilling in a child's life. Sometimes a person thinks that, I don't know too much Quran, I don't know too many things. We know Surah Fatiha, we can make the child read Surah Fatiha, we can read. We can ask the child what's the dua to read before eating, what's the dua to read after eating. Simple things like this, Ayat al-Kursi we might know, we teach the child. So thereafter, whenever the child will read these surahs, or read these duas, for the rest of their life, it will be an investment package for us. Whether we are in the dunya or we passed away, we will be getting the full reward of it because we taught the child. And that child may teach someone else in his life. We will be getting a continuous reward. This is how a Muslim thinks. If he only doesn't think about the investment of this world, he thinks about the investment of the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.